Hey, good day, everybody. This is Dan Young with Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. In this episode, episode 295 of Total Wellness Radio, this is a doubleheader from March 10th and today, March 17th. We're going to put together the kidney discussion and the endometriosis discussion that we had on our Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday Facebook page. Remember, we go live every Wednesday, 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page to cover common concerns that you have with your everyday health. So, thank you for tuning into this doubleheader Wellness Wednesday on the Total Wellness Radio Network. Hey, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday. Today we're going to talk about kidney health, kidney function, kidney stress, what causes it, what are some of the signs and symptoms, what you can do nutritionally and dietary-wise to help position yourself from experiencing kidney infections, kidney stones, kidney dysfunction, this type of thing. So that's the discussion for today. Craig, you got any thoughts to kick us off with?
Well, I know that you want to keep your kidneys healthy.
There we go. We're done. See you guys. Take care.
I mean,
what a pearl.
The bottom line is if you don't, what you have to go through is really, really
excruciating. It's excruciating. Kidneys are part of the endocrine system.
Yep.
17 organs that balance out hormones, balance out metabolism, direct impact on immune system function, etc. There is a lot that we utilize and we actually encourage as part of our annual cleansing protocols that people actually put on their calendar and do at least once every 6 months a thorough kidney cleanse to kind of open up and detoxify and take the inflammation out of those areas as much as possible, kind of clean up the filtering tubules. There's a lot that goes into the kidneys do a lot of work and a lot of different jobs. And I was, as always, you know, we get to bring this around in March. March is one of the national awarenesses health-wise in March is kidney health. And as I go back through and read some of my old notes and go back through some of our literature, it's just amazing to me all the things. It balances out electrolytes in the body. It assists with that. It's one of the major contributors when people have supposedly high blood pressure been diagnosed.
Absolutely.
That's a huge...
It will cause high blood pressure right now.
The symptoms, yes. It's amazing of what happens when that's balanced out and the filtering tubules are taken care of. The sodium-potassium levels. And I'll just bounce right into some of the things to eat on a regular basis, but we do a lot with bee pollen. We do a lot with bee pollen in this part of the country. We usually see people using that in terms of helping to ward off allergies.
Allergies and...
Certain kind, you know, because when you get a sodium-potassium balance,
that's
a real common
heart.
Symptom. Oh, yeah. It's great. People have muscle cramps, charley horses, things of that nature. So there's a lot that goes into that. In Chinese medicine, this is what I've always loved to share with people. In Chinese medicine, the skin is considered the third kidney. That's right. The third kidney because of its filtering capabilities. Filters out toxins, metals and chemicals, bacteria, ureas, uric acid, people with gout, right? These types of things are very common when it comes to dysfunction areas of the body. About 75 to 85% of stones. We talk about stones or whether it's stones or you've been told you have a kidney infection or whatever. When it comes to stones, about 75 to 85% of that debris is actually calcium that has gone out of solution. It's gone and it started to form again.
It's hardening up. And if you've ever seen a kidney stone, they're pretty scary.
Yeah, they look brutal.
They look like those little goat heads that you can step on in the summertime. That's what they look like.
Yeah.
You know, they have these spikes on them.
Yeah.
They're painful.
Yeah, we've over the years, you know, we have our own formula that we use and we have formulas from other companies that we, you know, we always test everything to see what the person really, really is going to respond best to. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for joining us. You know, kind of checking to see what they're going to respond to. But, yep. You know, hydration. In the wintertime, about a half an ounce per pound of body weight in water.
Absolutely.
Got to stay hydrated. You know,
And it's hard in the wintertime sometimes.
I'm a 220-pound, 215-pound guy, so that's 100 ounces a day. That's my jug. That's my jug four times, minimum. Mm-hmm. And I got a nice big water jug, okay?
Yep.
So that's minimum of that. Now, coffees and teas and other beverages don't count.
Nope.
For hydration. And that coffee is one of the...
It dehydrates.
It's one of the things that will contribute to kidney stones. So,
mm-hmm.
Bummer.
That and alcohol.
Alcohol's another big one, yeah. And acids. Were you familiar with this? And acids. I was looking through the literature.
Because of the calcium in them, I think.
No, it's because what it does is it neutralizes the body's ability to break down the calcium and break down minerals. And so these things start depositing. So when you've neutralized that stomach acid, you're creating an environment that can't break down the minerals probably from the food you're taking in. A lot of people are also eating supplements that are poor quality sources. If your supplement on the back is like a multivitamin for men or women, whatever, and if it says calcium carbonate as the source of your calcium, you need to crush that up and feed it to your plants or take it outside and dump it on your yard, okay?
I mean, the bottom line is...
But I love coffee. Hey, Melody.
The bottom line is that we don't eat oyster shells.
You're right.
We don't eat...
We're not chalk eaters. Limestone and chalk.
And so because of that, calcium carbonate is something that we really shouldn't be eating.
No, it's not fit for us to eat. We want the plant to eat that kind of stuff so we can
and turn it into... a steroid or one of the other forms of calcium that the body can actually absorb and utilize instead of forming little goat heads in our kidneys.
25% of the people in this population are going to get a kidney stone in their lifetime. That's 25%. I think that's being very generous. I think it's probably closer to 40. Easily.
Most likely.
You know, that are going to have those kind of problems. And here's why. The standard American diet does not support
kidney health.
Kidney health and the body's pH staying in balance, so that these forms, these especially calcium, doesn't form and create the problems like a kidney stone. The what happens is that the body uses calcium to buffer the acidity.
Mm-hmm.
When you're eating too high a carbohydrate, refined, processed type diet foods. And
which
your body
all acid producing.
They're all acid producing. They're trying, and the body's trying to offset that and keep that pH right, because the blood has to stay very pristine.
Mm-hmm.
pH in the saliva and urine can bounce around, and as long as it bounces, so that the blood can stay pristine. Okay, because if that moves more than about less than 3/10 of a point, you can die from that. So it's very important. Pay close attention to the foods that you're eating. 80-20 is the rule. 80%, preferably fruits, vegetables, raw, uncooked, if possible, to about a 20% ratio of meat and other carbohydrates, so processed
grains. And
one
of the things you want to be careful with is overconsumption of red meats.
Yeah, you can't get too much because of the uric acid.
Because of the uric acid that they produce, and the body can't break it down quick enough.
That's a good point.
And that's when you get... little things like gouts.
Yeah, that's a very good point. For those of you watching, please let us know if the volume is okay. Maybe send us a thumbs up. I keep trying to adjust this, and we're a little closer to the equipment today. We've had a lot of people say over the months and years that they can't hear us, and we keep trying to make sure and adjust that. So let us know you can hear us okay. We're also recording for Total Wellness Radio. If you haven't had a chance to go on to iTunes or Spotify or Podbean or any of those different native podcasting channels, please do so and become a subscriber to Total Wellness Radio. Maybe write us a review there. I just published our 294th episode today on Total Wellness Radio. Thank you. Got some thumbs up coming. Appreciate it. That's awesome. So let's dive into some of the signs and symptoms so people know when they're having issues, because some of these we wouldn't think. Kidney.
Yeah.
Fever.
Mm-hmm.
Overall fever, in the body. We would not think of that. But because she can hear us perfectly. Great. Thank you, Christy. Because the fluid pressure in the system is regulated by the kidneys. That's why we said earlier that it has such a dramatic impact on blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to take care of that. Nausea and vomiting. Again, sometimes people don't equate kidney dysfunction or kidney stress with simple things like nausea or vomiting. So we got to pay attention to that kind of thing. What else have you got?
Well, I know that heavy metals.
It's a cause, yep.
Is a real heavy cause. Bacterial infections mm-hmm. in the kidneys. Mm-hmm. Many of us have dealt with a lot of those.
Yeah.
You know, kidney infections. And they're caused by bacterial stuff that the immune system isn't being able to handle.
Yeah, it just can't keep up with the demands. Just can't keep up with the demand. You'll see people that actually just restricted flow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, men will think that there's a prostate problem, but they just got checked out. Everything's great. PSA is fine, right? No enlargement, no mm-hmm. chin, no pressure, no pain, no low back pain, no inner thigh pain on the legs. But they're just having some urine flow issues. And then what the first thing that they do is they put them on Flomax,
mm-hmm.
right? To take
to
that.
To force that.
To clear that pathway. And, you know, with a little Uva Ursi and some cayenne pepper would have done just as much better job.
No
side effects.
Another couple of things that you want to look for is to make sure that there's no blood in the urine mm-hmm. and to make sure that your urine is clear.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a good
when
point.
It's real dark or it's cloudy in any way, that's telling you that there's the filtering tubules aren't quite doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know,
you're flushing.
They need to be flushed out and cleansed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and doing cleanses is not hard.
No, it's not.
Not the kidney cleanse.
Only takes
and
5-6
days. And it doesn't even taste that bad.
It doesn't taste that bad. You know, lemon and lime with a little cayenne pepper. And
maybe a little bit of maple syrup or something to make it taste kind of like lemonade.
Yeah. But boys, they do a good job of clearing the kidneys.
Yes, it does.
It takes the inflammation out of the filtering tubules. When those filtering tubules get inflamed, what happens is that it creates more pressure, and when those and the pressure is what also produces the pain. If you draw a line on your back where your elbows hit the side, across the back, we'll demonstrate this on Craig here. He's going to turn around right here. But if you drop his elbows are right here, right through there is where your kidneys are. Now, right above it is the adrenals.
Mm-hmm.
They can give you some discomfort and pain as well if they're overworked. But right down below, right in that last rib area, right across the back, that's where your kidneys sit. And, you know,
if you're having a radiating pain that comes from the inside out, that's usually an indicator that it's kidneys that are inflamed in some way, or the tubules are not functioning right, or mm-hmm. you have some possible stones or something like that.
So Uva Ursi, juniper berries, marshmallow root, these are some of the herbal type preparations. You can make these in teas mm-hmm. and drink copious amounts of them. That's one of the easiest ways to do it. If you want to get a herbal type home cleanse, you know, put some cayenne pepper in there, maybe some black cohosh. Black gravel root mm-hmm. is another one. They call it gravel root because it's real tough. But when you brew it and boil it and really extract the properties, it will help clear away debris that's, you know, congestion that doesn't belong in the filtering tubules, kidneys, urinary tract, ureters, and the bladder. So, you know, nature has provided us with everything that we need
mm-hmm.
if we'll just but use it. You know, sometimes it's not as convenient as we would like, but it's much more effective because it doesn't promote a side effect.
Mm-hmm.
Where the liver or the stomach pay a price for what you've done to it by trying to use some kind of a synthetic or artificial treatment that just masks the symptom.
You know, it's kind of funny, but they've started to learn the good properties of things like zinc and vitamin A.
Yes,
especially like with this COVID thing. You know, they tell people, you know, make sure you're getting zinc and stuff. And one of the other things that you want to do is you want to be really careful with taking vitamin D supplements.
Because too much.
Because too much will really mess with your kidneys.
Yeah.
You know, so you want to be careful. Or the wrong source, of course. Yeah. One of the best sources, if you're going to take vitamin D, is like a cod liver oil. That's one of the best things.
You know, the basics, doing the basics. 80-20 rule of thumb for the for the food.
The diet.
Proteolytic enzymes. I love, and enzymes usually comes up almost every week. We usually touch on that and flora, right? Mm-hmm. Good gut flora. Those two things, and the reason I think they come up so much is this. The terrain, the microbiome, the gut health, okay, dictates everything. It dictates everything. And it needs pre and probiotics in high amounts to reculture that tissue. Sometimes people who have come to us over the years have overused antacid, overused prescription drugs, antibiotics, okay, or over-the-counter or prescription medications. And what they've done is they've created an environment that struggles to maintain its balance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so it can't either grow the colonies or it can't properly break down or digest the foods, because so many foods today are not nutrient rich, nutrient dense, high in enzyme quality. So these are the two things. I mean, we could spend the next 10 minutes just talking about the quality of impact that just getting good gut flora and enzymes with every meal can have on your kidneys and the rest of your body, for that matter. So proteolytic enzyme simply means that there are elements in the enzyme that give it the capabilities of exiting the stomach, getting into the small intestine, being drawn into the bloodstream, helps to clean up the liver, and if there's anything left, the liver will push it out into the bloodstream, and it will actually go systemic throughout mm-hmm. circulatory system, and it'll actually eat away at anything that doesn't belong until it's gone. Enzymes are one of the most amazing substances on the planet for supporting optimum health.
Yep.
That's what we're supposed to get from all the foods we eat. That's why live,
whole
foods...
There's supposed to be good enzymes in our food.
Yeah.
I mean, 60 years ago, you could take a tomato...
Yeah.
...and put it on a counter, and within a day or two, it starts turning into mush.
Mm-hmm.
Today, they'll last 2 weeks sitting on a counter.
Yeah. Eaten from the inside out. Yeah.
Because they've actually genetically engineered enzymes out, or the soil that these
plants
are grown in aren't enzyme healthy.
Yep, not rich in what's needed to convert out of the soil into the plant the nutrients that we need, and then we take from the plant, we take and ingest that, and that's how we get what we need from the foods that we eat. Lots of onion and garlic. You can have all the onion. I had onion for lunch today. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had onion.
Good. Yeah. Craig and I usually have onion about every day
mm-hmm.
in some form or another. Nice red onion slices all chopped up in the salads that we eat. My salad typically is artichoke, a cucumber, black olives, and red onion with romaine and some spinach leaf. But
yeah.
And that's what I usually do every day. I mean, I just love how it makes me feel. I love how this area feels. I love how I can perform in the afternoon. Like, we just had lunch a little while ago, and I'm, like, raring to go. I'm not like, oh, I'm going
to... I got to go to sleep.
Yeah. Like a lot of people seem to... And that's poor food combining and lack of nutrients from the food.
And it's because we have a tendency for lunchtime to eat sandwiches with bread.
Yeah, the bread.
And rolls and all of these things that just, you know, you get a sugar rush for a little while as it converts, and then all of a sudden you crash. And
100%.
That's why people get that afternoon, I got a sleep thing going.
Yep. I love, I'm going to finish on this one, with the proteolytic enzymes, and then we also use the floras, the good floras with pre and probiotics, and trying to make sure that that we've had enough support. Now, these things get killed off every day from a probiotic mm-hmm. standpoint. From a gut flora standpoint, they're killed off every day. Stress, alcohol, coffee, over-the-counter prescription medications, dehydration, okay? Presence of other toxins or maybe immune challenges. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. On the presence of things that in excess wipes that system out and keeps it from performing like it should. So I always encourage people, always, 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 take a good proteolytic enzyme with every meal, and take a good pre and probiotic at least once a day. In our office, that would be S-zymes, every meal, and then Bioflora.
Super enzymes.
Yeah, or super enzymes.
You know,
if you have gas that doesn't have smell to it, right, S-zymes. But if you have gas that smells, super enzymes. I mean, that's just kind of... It's a weird way to...
It helps to break down the betaine in super enzymes, helps to break down meats a little bit better.
Yep, which is where your uric acids come in, mm-hmm. which is where you'll get kidney problems if it's not filtering. It in the over excess of that, that's where you get the gout cases. So.
And here's something that for people that don't get to eat a lot of sweets, watermelon.
Watermelon.
Is really good to eat.
It's love watermelon.
It's a really good diuretic. And yep. It's healthy for the kidneys because of all the liquids that are in it, all the water.
It's very hydrated that is fruit. In it. Very hydrated. So mm-hmm. Wonderful for you. You're going to love it. Bee pollen. Intercellular is potassium, and it primarily mm-hmm. floats in a sea of sodium. That's kind of how the cell structure works. Mm-hmm. And when you get one or the other out of balance, we'll see muscle cramps. We'll see heart palpitations. We'll mm-hmm. see the symptoms of allergies amplify in a lot of people, especially coming into spring
mm-hmm.
next month or so. You know, throughout the spring and summer months, bee pollen is a wonderful energy stabilizer, helps to balance out sodium potassium, really helpful for folks who struggle with these allergy type symptoms in the body.
Another thing you can do is good naturally grown honey, you know, that has been filtered, not pasteurized, homogenized. I'm talking filtered.
Yep.
And because it has some natural bee pollen in it.
Yep.
Can't help it. Bees make honey out of pollen.
One last thing I'll mention on the dietary side of things. Craig came up with this about, I don't know, several years ago, and I use it often with clients. You have to avoid the four C's, cookies, mm-hmm. candies, cakes, and colas. Watch those things. Get them out of the diet for a while. Those are the processed foods that really throw the pH off. They throw the balance off of the sodium, potassium,
makes
the electrolytes.
Makes your system really acidic.
Makes you get inflamed, which causes the kidney filtering tubes to have a problem. So there's just so many things that the basics, doing the basics, do not do it perfectly, but doing the basics will make all the difference in the world in terms of how your body, your kidneys, and the rest of your organs can perform. So remember that. You know, women with infections, mm-hmm. as a little side note, women with urinary tract infection, kidney infection, avoid bubble baths,
mm-hmm.
avoid nylons, okay? Wear only natural fiber, cotton underwear, that type of thing, no colors, right? No dyes that could be in there. You know, the literature isn't specific on the ratio of urinary tract infections between men and women, but I see it from a practice standpoint more with women.
Quite a bit.
Definitely more with women. So,
but a lot of times men don't even know they have anything going
on.
Yeah,
or they get put on Flomax.
Yeah.
Right? And left alone. So anyhow, just to reiterate, go to Total Wellness Radio. Please subscribe to Total Wellness Radio, any of your favorite podcast platforms. Next week, we are going to, I can't see that. Oh, endometriosis.
Mm.
That is a big one. And that's part of the female reproductive system. Endometriosis is a big topic. There's a lot of controversy to some degree surrounding some of the things that can contribute to that. So we want to really pay close attention. We'll present as much as we can, give you references. I'll try and include a link to the kidney bladder flush in today's get-together because you'll definitely want to have that information. It's important to have. A lot of these drinks you can have. There's a kidney bladder flush that we can drink that you can do at home. You should be doing these on a regular basis. Or stop by the clinic and get the calendar of cleanses.
Golden Seal is another really good one for cleansing the kidneys.
Mm-hmm. Love Golden Seal. There's just so much
that
nature has provided us. Nature's pharmacy is truly the most amazing pharmacy.
Yes.
And when we'll listen to our bodies and and tap into these resources on a regular basis, we can maintain optimum health.
A high level of good health.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and that's what we're all about, is we just want you guys to be happy and healthy.
There you go. You guys, thank you so much for joining us. Tune in next week. Again, we're going to be on Endometriosis, 1 o'clock Mountain Standard Time for Mr. Craig Morrison. I'm Dan Young. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care. That concludes our first of a doubleheader on Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in. In this next half of the podcast, we're going to cover endometriosis. Hey everybody, welcome. Hi. Welcome to Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday. This is a topic we're going to get through fairly quickly. I mean, this is a topic that men don't have to deal with, but it's a strong concern for women.
Oh, we have to deal with it.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Good. Well put. Well played, Craig. Yeah, that's true. Women over 30 are most susceptible to this, endometriosis. Mm-hmm. It is one of the more challenging conditions that we see people have, that we see our women clients deal with. And there are some telltale signs that you might be leading up to that, you know, you might want to either drop us a message or a direct message or private message, something like that, if you have some concerns after you hear what we have to share on this topic. But there are some indicators, okay, that women are heading that way. And thank you, ladies, for joining us. So we're just going to dive right into it. Endometriosis, you know, when I first heard about it, it reminded me a lot of cancer. It really did. I mean, there's some activities surrounding it.
Yeah.
Right. That really, you know, I think they're pretty close cousins in many ways. And, you know,
and it's kind of scary.
It's very scary. So it's one of those things that we definitely want to take very serious. You know, it does, and is tied to the hormonal fluctuations that women can have. And so, you know, we're just going to lay out some things, the signs and symptoms, possible causes, some nutrient applications, dietary applications that can be most beneficial to women who already know that they're dealing with this, or that after hearing some of the things that we talk about, some of the signs and symptoms, you may suspect that you're heading that direction. So, again, natural therapies are wonderful for two things. The prevention of these types of health concerns that we talk about on Wellness Wednesdays, and or the correction, right? Those are the two things that we focus on. We're not trying to mask symptoms, and we're not trying to, trying to downplay the seriousness of any of these things ever. But when you look at it from the approach that we take, we're talking about either the prevention and or the correction of, and that's really what we're focusing on.
So. Yep.
So, Craig, why don't you kick us off? What are some of the what actually is endometriosis? What happens?
It's increased cellular growth inside or outside of the uterus.
Okay.
Also, ovaries, fallopian tubes, and or bladder or bowel.
Okay. So, and this is outside of the normal shedding that usually takes place with menstruation. That's the real problem, is that it'll actually engorge with blood.
And then they can't...
It can't go anywhere.
They can't get it off.
Yep, they can't shed it. So it's it can be debilitating. There's a lot of different symptoms that go along with this, and it actually does affect women over 30, usually.
Usually.
One of the things that I found fascinating in the history was that the earlier a woman starts menstruating, prior to pregnancy, the longer that period of time is, the more susceptible science has kind of shown that they are, they tend to develop more endometrial cases.
Yes. So,
something to think about, because of the hormones and foods, the growth hormones and meat, things of that nature, we're getting exposed to a lot of the things in the diet. And, you know, young girls are starting their cycles earlier and earlier in life. And so, you know, just it's just one of those indicators, one of those things to be aware of.
Some of the things that it expresses as are is cramps, large clots during when you're in the menstrual cycle.
When a woman says to us in the clinic, you know, I just have such really heavy, heavy flow, and a lot of clotting, right? That's kind of a red flag goes off that we need to really pay close attention to, you know, the possibility of developing endometriosis. So, what you got? Oh, I don't know.
I don't even know.
Dull ache in the abdominal and pelvic area?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dull aches is what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to read my notes. Good luck. Good luck.
Okay. And it can be severe.
Yeah.
And it can be incapacitating pain also. There's you can also have nausea, vomiting, painful intercourse, infidelity, infertility. Infertility, not infidelity. I'm sorry, people.
This is a challenging topic for two guys to talk about, okay? Yeah. And then when you got this one as your sidekick, forget it. Sorry, ladies. It's not going to lead to infidelity.
No.
Infertility.
Infertility.
Wow. I can't believe we're recording this one. This is going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
Let's get into something positive here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about different nutrients that we use. Now, for me, there's two that come to mind. From a formula standpoint, from an herbal standpoint, that is wonderful. Wonderful long-term use, wonderful for helping a woman balance this situation out. One is wild yam. That's one of my favorites. And wild yam is such a youthful herb, providing phitonutrients, plant-based nutrients that helps balance out the endocrine system, the hormones. I developed a tincture with licorice root, prickly ash bark, potty arg. Okay, she's got a lot of good stuff here. Good. Yeah, there's some good things in there. Wild yam's my favorite, however. In terms of providing the actual youthful phytonutrients necessary to balance these things out. And most women, not all, thank you for sharing that, by the way, Jenny, but most women complain of pain, a lot of pain, a lot of discomfort, okay? Black currant seed oil is absolutely fascinating for handling this type of situation. So be aware of those two things for sure. Dong Quai is another one. Dong Quai, I don't know if it's in this. Yeah, false unicorn root we use. Yep. Red clover, potty arg. Yep. Astragalus for drainage, for helping get the body detoxified and get the glands open and helps the body drain toxins off. That's really good. Some good ingredients you got going there. Cramp bark for sure.
Yeah.
These are all
that
found
helps
in the
pain a lot. The cramp bark.
So
squavine and blue cohosh.
Yeah, blue and black cohosh been used for centuries. But you know, one of the things that's challenging to get a hold of is a product called Dong Quai. Dong Quai is amazing. Had a case 1983, 84, knew of, I wasn't in practice then, but knew of a lady who had been told she had ovarian cancer. She decided to get a second opinion. She traveled out of state. At the time they were living up in North Idaho. Traveled out of state, and she got a second opinion. They said, "No, you don't have ovarian cancer, but you do have ovarian cysts that are benign." She started doing a regimen of Dong Quai, very aggressive regimen with Dong Quai, and that's the other thing that most people don't realize. When you're using herbal preparations, herbal formulas, you have to be aggressive. Okay. You have to be aggressive with those things in order to get the kind of results you're looking for. So she used copious amounts, and she actually passed those cysts. It was like it was burning, right? She would describe the experience. And so we know that herbal formulas and the herbal formulas we've been using clinically for 20 years, along with some additional anti-inflammatories, natural things that, you know, the black currant seed oil shuts down prostaglandin pathways, which contributes to the inflammation and the swelling that takes place. So we know there's a couple of things that work in conjunction with this that really do help calm this down and help a woman get some relief and correction of these kind of conditions. So most women don't like to hear about the dietary parts, though. They don't like to hear about the dietary parts that we have to adhere to. There's a couple of things that need to be avoided. The top three, coffee, tea, and chocolate.
Yeah.
And chocolate.
Chocolate, yep. It just ruins most people's day.
Yeah, well, I see people are leaving the live now as we as we continue.
Like, are you kidding? Chocolate?
Yeah. Now, there are certain qualities of chocolate, right? Mm-hmm. That, you know, so be very, very scrutinizing of that. But you can find some things that are good.
You also really want to avoid saturated fats.
Yeah, there are no-no.
Partially hydrogenated.
Yep. These are all known factors that contribute to this problem in a big way. What else you got?
Some of the things that you want to do that you really, you know, well, of course, alcohol, smoking, you want to stay away from them.
Yeah.
Those are, I know
chemical
we said,
processes.
Yeah. Any types of, chemicals, heavy metals, any of that's going to cause problems.
Yeah.
Make sure
that
the thyroid is functioning properly. That's an important thing.
Yeah, we've always found that blends tend to work best when it comes to that. So we tend to lean more towards what John Christopher taught 50, 60 years ago when it comes to putting things, formulas together. So you get one herb. One herb is good when you put them together, especially with lobelia, which amplifies that. Got to have the diet. Diet's got to be in place as well. So
so you want plenty of fiber.
Yep.
You know, you want to consider a vegetarian type diet for about 30 days to help with like a detox.
Yeah, you got to go through a body purification.
You really want to make sure that you clean up the bladder, the bowel, the kidneys, the liver, fish, dulse, kelp, some natural that have some natural iodine sources, because number one, it helps to feed the thyroid. Avoid commercial meats because they have things in them that just are really not good for us.
Well,
preservatives and
the farm fed is going to have the chemicals, right? The growth hormones, the different things in there that it's just not food. These are all known as disruptors, right? Mm-hmm. When we consume them, they're called disruptors. So,
plus they have a lot of chemicals in them.
Disruptors.
You know,
yeah.
Which are disruptors.
Yeah. Makes the hormones, it blocks receptor sites in the thyroid and the kidneys, the liver. When these chemicals can't be properly expelled and they start blocking these pathways, then that's when you start getting, that's how you get the kind of health we have today.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes, actually, when we do a, you know, when you talk about the Cleanse and Nourish channel for the Country Doctor Cleanse and Nourish channel that people subscribe to, the purification process that Dr. Christopher used. He actually called it Incurables program. And actually, when he wrote the book, The School of Natural Healing, he went to jail 9 times, by the way, for writing this book, because he enlisted in there the School of Natural Healing. It's the original book, original manuscript. His son won't let it be published now because he says, "I'm not going to jail, Dad. You did that. I'm not." But he listed in there what's called the Incurables program, and it was a minimum of 90 days. Minimum of 90 days, okay? A lot of these cleanse protocols think you're going to get detoxified in 4, 5, 6, 8 weeks. Minimum of 90 days, and then he would have them repeat it. In other words, it'd take 5 to 7 days to actually do a proper bowel cleanse, maybe 10. Most people have to repeat that 2 to 3 times.
2 to 3 times, yeah.
And then that's where the clinical experience comes in. And then they would have to do a liver gallbladder flush, which is a minimum of 5 to 6 days. And they might have to do 2 or 3 of those, right? And then kidney, lymphatic, and address any immune challenges, and along with diet. So we have gotten ourselves, and that was just 50 years ago, we have gotten ourselves in such a plethora of toxins, plethora of dietary deficiencies, disruptors, as Craig touched on, mm-hmm. with the metals and chemicals found in commercially farmed foods like fish. Mm-hmm. And then you take on top of that the ill-advised approach to vaccines and other things that are disruptors to the body. You know, the last two generations, the last 60 years, mm-hmm. we've really seen a turn for the worse.
Yeah.
In terms of you know, how the body is being positioned to never experience ill health. Yeah, true. Only use 7 days and take a break. No, that's not been our experience at all with lobelia. So we've used that, and we actually use it as a standalone formula mm-hmm. to enhance, because lobelia is considered a lead sheep herb, okay? And lobelia is one of those things that amplifies and improves the quality of any other herbal formulas that you might use. Female balance, things of that nature. Because it actually takes things through the nervous system where they need to go and helps position them to get where they got to get.
Yep.
Is really the best way to put it. So
it's kind of a guide.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lead sheep herb. Mm-hmm. Dr. Crawford called it a lead sheep herb. In fact, he was asked one time, this is fascinating, and it is on the subject of endometriosis. He was asked one time, if you could only have one herb, Dr. Christopher, which one would that be? And he said, well, I can't get it down to one, but I'll get it down to two. There's two that you must have on a regular basis. Because of his own personal experience with correcting a cardiovascular challenge mm-hmm. that was discovered at a young age, and he was given kind of this...
Bleak outlook,
early death sentence by modern medicine. And it was cayenne pepper, 45,000 heat units per day, 45,000 heat units, and he used it every day, okay? Mm-hmm. He worked up to three teaspoons a day as a complete and total cardiovascular restriction. Circulation, you got to have good circulation to get over anything, including endometriosis, any of the illnesses A to Z. Mm-hmm. You must have good circulation. Cayenne's great for that. And then the other was lobelia. He felt that lobelia was one of the most diversified central nervous system balancers that he could get his clients taking. So, mm-hmm. so anyways. So you touched on the vegetarian diet. Meat should be avoided due to the possible high estrogen content. We all know about commercial meats mm-hmm. And again, hormone disruptors. When estrogen gets out of balance, it tends to lead towards more of these tumor-type growths. And this is actually considered in that family abnormal growth in mm-hmm. the cells surrounding the pelvic area. Not just in the uterus, but outside of the uterus, and some of the things that Craig already touched on. So fallopian tubes and even in the bowel, which can create huge problems and go long periods of time without being properly identified. So, mm-hmm. yeah. All right. Anything else you got, Craig? You want to mention on that? Essential fatty acids, key. Fatty acids, EFAs.
Yeah, you definitely want those in your
diet. I love using Standard Process for the omega-3, the tuna oils.
Mm-hmm.
Those are extremely beneficial for helping the body have additional precursors to keep the hormones in balance. So, lots of black currant seed oil, lots of Dong Quai, lots of some of the herbs that Jenny mentioned. We put them together in a formula.
Good enzymes that
proteolytics. Yep.
To help bring down inflammation and stuff. It helps
taken away from foods
yes.
can be life-changing in terms of systemic inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Taken with foods, a wonderful digestive aid for folks that might be getting a little too high in processed or refined carbs.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you have this condition or this concern, I would encourage you to not only avoid soy at all costs. Soy, unfortunately, is in over 5,000 different grocery store products as a filler. So it's, you know, you got to become a good label reader, okay? But also avoid not just the soy, but oats, wheat, corn, barley, rices, things of that nature. Things that are going to convert rapidly to sugar, which will feed then the inflammation.
Yep.
is what we found to be another great recommendation. So, anything else you got on your notes there, sir?
Well,
today was important. He took lots of notes.
Yeah. I usually do take a lot of notes because it's always important.
What about over the counter prescription medications like birth control? That's
something that I truly believe is not very healthy for. Yeah.
To trick the hormones into believing it's pregnant all the time. You don't think that's healthy?
No.
You don't think there could be repercussions for doing that long term? Maybe.
I think that's one of the reasons why it's becoming more prevalent for things like this to happen to women.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know,
we use black currency oil we get from Standard Process. Mm-hmm. That's the one that I like the best. Also, NutriWest. And folks that have completed our mentorship program through the Practice Blueprint manual, those folks are actually qualified to get with NutriWest and get their products. So you have to be...
And they have a really good black currency.
Yep. Both NutriWest or Standard Process, either one, is the good ones that we use. So.
Absolutely.
All right. We also want to check the rest of the endocrine system. Bears mentioning, and I want to kind of finish on this too. You don't have a pelvic problem or a fallopian tube problem or, you know, ovarian problem when you have this type of situation going on. You have an entire endocrine system problem.
Yes.
We've touched on this before when we did our class on the kidneys on the 10th. We also did back, you know, on the heart Wellness Wednesday on heart was February 3rd. If you want to go back and look up some of those, we did thyroid January 27th. Okay. So we're touching on individual organs within the endocrine system. So remember this, folks, you don't have a thyroid problem. You don't have a heart problem. You don't have a liver problem.
You have an endocrine system
problem, and those areas are just manifesting the highest areas of stress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can have thyroid stress giving you heart issues and palpitations.
Absolutely.
You have a thyroid issue that's giving you chronic fatigue syndrome diagnosed by a medical doctor because your adrenals are crashing, okay? So they're all related. You can have pancreatic dysfunction. In fact, I don't know when pancreas is coming up. March 24th, actually a week from today, we're going to go into, it's a symptom of endocrine problems, diabetes.
Oh, yeah.
Really 100% diet related for type 2.
Type 2.
Yeah. But again, it affects the endocrine system. You should do a third of a teaspoon of nutmeg every morning for 5 days and a glass of warm water, stir it in, drink it down every morning for 5 days. You will completely reset and clean up the pancreas.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how much better you'll feel. And I think we've touched on this before, and it's a little additional piece of information. But again, because it's the endocrine system that's got a challenge, not just an organ or area of the body. I'm going to have Craig sit up here. I'm going to point something on his back for everybody to see. We've done this before. Tilt this way just a hair more. There you go. So this is this is the left side of his body. It looks like the right side on yours. That's pancreas. Anybody that hurts off the scapula right in this tender muscle, this rhomboid muscle, off the neck and shoulder into that area, that's pancreas. On the right side, his actual right side, that's liver. Always, always, always remember that, you practitioners, that when it's the left side, it's pancreas, right side is liver. And those wonderful,
usually up a little bit under the scap.
It's right underneath
there.
Right there. Yep.
People will complain about it.
I ache in the middle of my back. You hear him say all the time, I just ache in the middle of my back. You better start paying attention to the proper performance of your endocrine system.
Mm-hmm.
So key importance to remember that. So endometriosis, get a clean diet, avoid commercial meats, avoid smoking, watch medications, especially birth control. These are disruptors, 20 minutes a day, 3 days a week, minimum on the exercise, on the movement side of things. Helps the body stay fit and happy and healthy as well.
And try as best you can to find herbs and stuff that help to balance your hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Because those will really help. Stuff like our Herbal Perfect Female or the...
Mm-hmm. Female balance, female plus. Yeah. You know, those are things that have stood the test of time clinically in the broadest range of cases, but you got to know what you're testing for and how to piece that together. So that's where the kinesiology really comes into play. So anyhow, thank you so much for joining us. We greatly appreciate you for tuning into Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday. This will be on, well, along with our kidney discussion last Wednesday on the 10th. We're going to get both of those posted on the Total Wellness Radio podcast. Please tune in and subscribe. You can go to iTunes, podcast, Spotify, any of the Podbean, any of the major platforms out there that carry podcasts. You can catch Total Wellness Radio is the tagline for the podcast there. And next week, we will be discussing endocrine function as it relates to folks with diabetes, sugar handling problems. And boy, is there a lot to go on there. Did you know that we spend over $3.8 trillion a year on healthcare, excuse me, on disease management in this country? And one out of every $4 goes to that one situation. That's 100% correctable if you, the person, told you have diabetes or even this pre-diabetic, whatever that means, situation. It's 100% preventable and correctable by you with your diet, lifestyle, and stress reduction habits. So, and we have a throwback on Total Wellness Radio that we'll share with you of a young lady, Jan Mason, who at 73 took charge of her life and within a year got her A1C from 9.6 to 5.4, changed her diet, was off on three medications, completely off them, lost 53 pounds, and she is an amazing, amazing, and that was before she came and saw us. We learned some things from Jan. So it was a great, great interview, and that's on Total Wellness Radio as well. So you folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for making Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday such a joy for Craig and I and the rest of us to do here at the clinic. And please be sure and leave comments and have a wonderful and blessed rest of your week.
You guys take care of yourself.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.